Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. I have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Aldrima Harper. She is a productivity and strategy coach. So I am super excited to have you today, Aldrima. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, certainly. Thank you so much, Cheryl. My name is Aldrima Harper, like you said. Originally came from Louisiana. I was born in El Dorado, Arkansas, moved to Louisiana, grew up there, went to school there, high school there, all that stuff. And then in 84, I moved to Dallas, and I've been – I guess I've been here long enough to be
claim
a native.
Yeah, definitely. That's too funny. That is too funny. You've been here long enough.
I've been here long enough, I think. That's the short version of it. I mean, I have, family. Most of my family is in Arkansas, but moved out here, with no job. I was just trying to let me say about the move again. Okay, I was born in El Dorado, Arkansas. I grew up in Louisiana, then moved back to El Dorado, Arkansas, and then moved to Texas. Okay, so if that makes sense, yeah. And that was in the 80s. Worked in corporate America for a while, and then got married when I was 39. So I've been married about almost 18 years in September. I don't know if you know, but both of our husbands are named Rodney. Your husband's named Rodney, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So my husband's named Rodney also. So
that is too funny.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So, that's the short version, of it. That's a little bit
that's
about myself.
That's amazing. That's good. Well, tell us, we want to go ahead and venture out into your business. Tell us, how did the business come about, and tell us all about it.
Well, my business came about, I worked in corporate America for probably about 13, 14 years, maybe a little bit longer than that, about 20 years or so. And I knew that I was I didn't like it, but I didn't know why, but I had to do it, for a while. I always had dreams of being an entrepreneur. I just didn't know exactly what that looked like. And so, as I kept, trying to, figure some things out and all that stuff, and when I got married, I figured that was the opportunity to go ahead and leave corporate America so I could kind of figure it out, what it was I wanted to do. Didn't realize that what I was doing played such a huge role in terms of how what my services looked like. And so as I began to just kind of, look at that and in retrospect, look at what I was doing, I did several things in corporate America. I worked at the bank. I worked, I did computer support. I did, I was an administrative assistant. I went through many roles. I moved into management for a little while, and then worked in the, it was like the operations side of insurance. And didn't like that. I did that for 2 years, and I was like, okay, I've got to get out of this because this is not working for me. So finally, I had a moment to, kind of figure it out. And it just kind of everything just pointed to what I wanted to do, and that was helping to support people to have more order in their lives. And it started out as being, administrative support, but then it moved to organizing. And when I hit that organizing, that was the sweet spot for me. And at the time, I didn't know that that was a profession, because that was like back in, it was back in the 90s when I finally, figured that out. Because I got married in 98. So the late 90s is when I kind of figured out, I was like, this is actually a profession. There was a an association for it. Mm-hmm. There was, there's
nine.
A whole industry here. Yeah. So, I went through, trying to figure out what that looked like for me, because there were many, many different segments of what, organizing services look like. And finally figured all that out and started offering my organizing services back in 2003, I believe it was. So I did that for, I don't know, I guess that's like 12 years or something like that. But I did go through different little, phases, because I did work at my church for a while. I was a church administrator. When I discovered my gift of administration, I was able to identify some of the things that I really, enjoyed doing. And then that's how it fleshed out into more of a of organizing. Because I had to feed that gift of administration, and I don't know if that's exactly the right word, but I had to the gift of administration is what was feeding that organizing bug that was in me. So I did that for about 12 years, and then after that moved into coaching, and I've been doing that for probably about 2 years. And it just, and that's where I am now. But I'm still in the productivity, space, because that's what, I believe that, that helps people to, get clarity and stuff like that. So that's, that's kind of how things evolved a little bit.
Okay. Well, audience, I hope you are already taking notes. I am putting some show notes together. So I am putting down the points that I think that are best that you learn from this. And what I've discovered most from what she just said is we need to discover our gifts and use them. Because I truly believe, and I'm sure Aldrina does too, that God has given all of us some unique gifts and talents. And he really wants us to use them. I believe in the parable of the, I think it's the talents. Yeah, the parable of the talents, where given each one of them some talents. And the one that didn't use it didn't get an increase. But the one that did use it did get an increase. And I think that that's so apparent in our life. I can see in my life different times where I've decided, okay, let me stand up and speak on this, or let me talk about this. It has made all the difference in the world. Because one of the things that I know is if you're going to be in business or if you're going to do anything independently, you've got to use the gifts that you already have to make things a little bit easier for you. I think gifts can be learned, things you can learn. I think skills can be learned. Let me say it like that. I don't know if gifts can be learned, but skills can be learned. But we've got to use the gifts that we've already been given. That is so true. That is so true. Well, Aldrina, I call what we do Love of Heart Services because we love helping other people, and we just love seeing other people successful. I wanted to ask you, where did you decide that you wanted to be someone that gave, Love of Heart Services, or have you always been a person that's been giving and, concerned about the other person? Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I think sometimes to a fault.
Okay, I can
relate. Because sometimes I will lead with my heart, and that's not always. You have to kind of learn to balance that, because your heart wants to do, so many things for others. You care about people. You care about their lives, and you don't want them to go through some of the things that you had to go through. So you do what you do because you want to help them maybe avoid some of the pitfalls that you had to, go through. So sometimes you just your heart leads, what you do. And so, so I don't know if that makes sense, but.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah.
And sometimes we got to be so careful because our heart sometimes can be taken for granted. And I tell you, I just know that that is so key to what you're saying, because I just see it in my own life how sometimes I want things more than the person wants it, you know, and you have to just kind of step back and realize that's just not going to work too well. I have just really stopped, really, in the last couple of, I'd say the last couple of months, I'm not going to even say years, I'm going to say in the last couple of months, hadn't even been a year yet, where I've stopped offering advice and, oh, let me help you and all that kind of thing, because I realized I was doing all of that and people weren't doing what I was saying, you know, and I'm spending all this time trying to research and find out, you know, what they need and how I can help. And I realize I'm putting myself in a bad situation because I'm not even doing what I need to do for myself,
totally
trying to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I can
we
so
just
relate
be
to that.
Careful with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to kind of balance it out, and sometimes it's hard to balance, especially we as women. You know, you know, we got to kind of learn to really balance it out, and not only just as a woman, but as an entrepreneur, you have to learn to balance those things out because, you know, like you were saying, you know, you find yourself doing all these things, you know, for people and you know, because your heart feels for them.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's like, well, you know what, let me pull back a little bit because this person is not, you know, I'm doing more than they're doing. So.
Yes, definitely. So true, definitely. But I wanted to ask you about what type of advice or encouragement would you give to someone that's currently going through a struggle? It might be a loss of a loved one through death or divorce, or it might be just bad financial time, just really having a bad time in their life. What would you tell them?
Wow. I guess the one thing that I would say and sometimes when you say this, you have to be careful, but it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't seem temporary when you're going through it. It seems like it's forever. It's like,
ever.
Oh, my gosh, when is this going to be over? You know.
Yes.
But
definitely.
Number one, it's temporary. Number two, learn from it. Learn from whatever that struggle is, because more than likely, you know, God is setting you up to bless others through your struggle.
Oh, that's what I would say. Oh, that is powerful. Oh, that is so good that you said that, because that has been my life. You know, I've shared on the show many times about the loss of my special needs son. But looking back, I can truly see how God set me up to be that advocate, to be that person to help other people in bad times. You know, I have helped so many families just going through the death of a child, just going through, you know, diagnosis of a child. And, you know, what can I learn from it? You know, what can I do as a result of it? So, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad that you said that, because that's so true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, too, if I can say this, too, you know, it's painful. You know, the things that, you know, a lot of times that you go through, they are painful, but then God has you to speak to a certain person, you know, like you've gone through that, and only you can speak to someone that has gone through the loss of a child.
Yeah.
And so it's you know, the people that you are called to speak to will be able to identify with that type of struggle. I can't speak to that person.
Absolutely.
You know, so,
Absolutely. So it's such I think our life is so knitted together. And when we just wake up and look at, okay, this was supposed to happen so I could do this, and be thankful for the opportunities and things that we go through, because trouble doesn't last always. And I know that based upon all the trouble that I feel like I've been in, you know, and thinking, oh, this is never going to end. God, please help me out of this. Many times he needs to leave you there, because it's just like cooking anything. Sometimes you need to get well done, y'all. I mean, it's so true that y'all, you know, you need to go through it and be fully cooked so you'll be able to help the next person.
I love that.
That's raw.
I love that
analogy.
Because
they may be
fully
raw
cooked
in their pain. Yeah, you got to get fully cooked. So you, the person that's raw, you could tell them, girl, I know it feels like it's never going to end, but, hey, it's going to end eventually, definitely,
now,
for sure.
I'll be able to
for
walk
sure
away with that one, fully cooked. I love that
fully
one.
Cooked.
That's
you
really
gotta
good.
Fully
yep
cooked. You got to get fully cooked, for sure, for sure, for sure. Well, I wanted to ask you, what about your purpose? How do you feel that you found out your purpose, and what do you tell other people about purpose?
You know, I feel like, and I tell people this all the time about purpose, because, and we know, you know, God gave us a purpose, you know, to be here. You know, we all have a purpose. And my belief has been that since, if God created us, he took the time to create us. He took the time to create us uniquely. He also placed in us a purpose, then we should make it our business to find out what that is.
Absolutely.
And so when I didn't even know, like I said, you know, when I went through corporate America and, you know, and I was, you know, went through that and, you know, was trying to figure things out, it was like if I couldn't find my purpose, you know, why would I even be here? You know what I mean? And that's how God created. He created us to figure out and find out what our purpose is so that we're more fulfilled. And it's not just for us, just like, you know, we were saying a few minutes ago, you know, it's for others. You know, we're here to bless others, to be a light. We're here to be salt. Yeah. You know, and so it's up to us to find out what that flavor, you know, is and what that, you know, how are we going to be used to season someone else's life? You know, because we're here to impact others. We're here to positively influence others, you know. And so, you know, to answer your question, I mean, once I figured that out, it was like, okay, so this is what it feels like. You know, so if you don't know what it is, make it your business to find out what your purpose is, in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
I like that, to influence others. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true, so true. Well, I wanted to see if you could give some advice. I get two categories of people that always contact me: new entrepreneurs, people who are just starting out and trying to decide even if they want to go into business, and then I get the struggling entrepreneurs, people who have started a business and it's really going bad. What piece of advice would you give to each one of those categories?
Mm. Okay, for the new entrepreneur, I would say find a mentor, you know, whether that's a coach or whether it's someone that wants to just take you under their wing, you know, find a mentor because they can help guide you around some of the pitfalls, around some of the things, you know, to expect as it relates to entrepreneurship, as it relates to life, really. You know, find a mentor to help you, you know, through those pitfalls. And I would say the same thing for someone that's struggling in their business. You know, find a mentor.
Yeah.
You know, someone that's gone through some of the things that, you know, that you can identify with in their entrepreneurial journey. If something that you hear resonates with them, I mean, with you about them and what their struggle has been, and if there's a way to even, and I'm not saying you have to go into some coaching, you know, program or anything like that, but if they have a book out, if they have, you know, if they're on Blog Talk Radio like you are, you know, then, you know, there's going to be seeds along the way that person plants to help you. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in always divine connections. And so there's going to be an opportunity for you to because God wants you to be successful, okay? So there's going to be somebody out there that you can connect with to help you through the struggle of your entrepreneurial journey. And so I would say the same thing for, you know, a young entrepreneur and a struggling entrepreneur. And, you know, and I would also say to invest in your learning if you can. Invest in your learning.
Yes.
Because
so true.
You're, you know, this thing about, you know, oh, this is free, you know. That could be a whole nother show.
Yeah, definitely. Because everything can't be free, y'all.
It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost something, you know, whether it's time,
definitely.
Whether it's, you know, money, you know,
definitely.
Whatever that is, you know. But I would say find a mentor. Find a way to be mentored and learn through,
yes.
you know, your experiences. Be a lifetime learner, you know, I would say.
Yes, all the time,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, for sure. So I totally agree with that. And I think that is great sound advice I put for this struggling entrepreneur. We need to identify what that struggle is. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
everything
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to be just perfect, but there are some key business strategies that you need to know. And that's what
mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time. I feel like there are coaches on every corner, but every coach
mm-hmm.
is not for you. So you
exactly.
have really got to know what you need and if they can
mm-hmm.
help. I tell people I love to get people started. I don't want to take you much further. I really don't. That's
right,
not what
right,
I love
exactly.
to do, you know?
Yes.
I want to
yeah.
get you started, and I want to push you off to somebody else if you feel like you need
mm-hmm.
more coaching, you know?
Exactly.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what I've found in my life. I've spent my whole life going to trainings and this. I've had 80 outside of Dallas trainings. And then
mm-hmm.
in Dallas, I go to training all the time. I'm going to the Digital
mm-hmm.
Rock Conference next week. It's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3
mm-hmm.
weeks later, I'm going to the Run Conference here in Dallas. So I find
right.
myself, especially at this time in my life, this year for 2016, I have not invested in a coach. And 2016, I'm not going to. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
have – God is going to be my coach for 2016. I decided
mm-hmm.
that in December after I had my 50th birthday. God is my coach for 2016. It's me and God.
And he's the best
one. And it has
one.
Been an amazing – yes, it's been an amazing 6 months. I will tell anybody I've had more success in this 6 months than I ever have because I'm following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. What God is telling me to do, I'm doing. And you can't
mm-hmm.
beat that, you guys. You can't
right,
beat that.
Right.
But everybody is not where I am. And I tell people,
right.
I've spent thousands. I think it was like $102,000 on coaching and training and everything that I've spent in the last 10 years. Now, that sounds
mm-hmm.
like a lot, but really, you guys, $10,000 a year is not a lot for training. It's really not.
Right.
So I just want to place mm-hmm. that seed, too, because I know people think, oh, that's too much to spend. No, it's really not. If you're wanting to
mm-hmm.
better yourself, you need to be always. Aldrina and I meet sometimes at different meetups. Groups and stuff. I just
exactly.
went to one
mm-hmm.
that the Lunch and Learn. I just went to that
mm-hmm.
the other day about sales. So it's a way, you guys, if you want to truly have a business that's successful, that's meeting the people, that's serving the needs of others, you have got to get out the door and be visible. Definitely. And
yeah.
you've got to read and you've got to do some things to take care of your own mental health and just make sure
absolutely.
You're the best person that you could be. Definitely. But with that being
mm-hmm.
said, I wanted to see, do you have any book recommendations?
You know, I was thinking about that. There's a lot of books I could recommend, but
mm-hmm.
I will tell you the one book that recently, and this was when I say
okay.
recently, about a year ago, and it's not necessarily a business book, but Stephen
mm-hmm.
Furtick has a book called Chatterbox, How to Silence the Noise.
But who was the author?
Stephen Furtick, he's a pastor in North
Carolina. I know that name.
Carolina.
Did he write another book? We lost her. So we did get the book, Chatterbox by Stephen Furtick, so I'm getting the correct pronunciation. Her line got disconnected, so maybe she will call back in a minute. I do have some information. We have about 5 minutes, so hopefully she will call back in and notice that she is not on the line anymore, but I don't know what happened. Okay, there she is. She is now calling back
that.
In with
call
us. That's okay. That's,
us.
Okay.
That's okay.
I was just going to tell the audience
tell
your
the audience
information.
Your
to
information
great.
To great.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I was saying about the book, Stephen Furtick, Chatterbox. He's all over social media, and but he his church is in North Carolina. But anyway, the book is called Chatterbox. And the reason I recommend that is because as an entrepreneur, you hear all kinds of voices, the voices of fear, the voices of, you know, just all the time, you know, the voices of failure. And so it that book helped me to listen to a different voice and minimize the chatter of the other voice, of other voices. Because there's an enemy out there, and the enemy does not want you to succeed. And so you have to learn to listen to the right voice. So that's what the book I would recommend. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that is amazing.
You were saying.
No, that is amazing. I was just getting the correct name and all of that, so I'm excited about that. And you guys, these are things that I will tell you, something that turned the corner for me. Let's see, it was November 2014, I think. Yeah, because it's been a year, almost 2 years. I started reading a book every week, and I started blogging Monday through Friday. Five times a week, you guys, I blog. I get up and I write something. It might be 100 words. It might be 200 words. It might be 300 words. It really doesn't matter how much you blog. It's just a point. And even if you don't want to do it on a digital platform, just do it on a physical platform with pencil and paper. Write out some thoughts every day. You would be surprised what's going on in your brain and how you can encourage other people. Because just like Audrina said, we are here. Let me tell you what she said about purpose. Purpose is given to us by God to influence other people. And when you decide that, oh, my goodness, that is so true, that is exactly what I want to do in my life, it will change your life. Audrina, I want you to tell us a little bit more about your tagline, I help entrepreneurs to boost productivity by leveraging time, systems, and resources, which results ultimately in more of a profitable business. I love that. And can you tell us a little bit about your offer and how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. Right now I'm offering I call it a productivity audit, and because as entrepreneurs, you know, if we're solopreneurs, if we have, you know, a business, we may have an assistant, you know, things like that, there's a lot of times we still have those leaks in our productivity, and whether it's, clutter, you know, because I still recommend having an orderly space, because it helps to reduce and minimize that visual noise. It helps you to be more creative. But the offer that I have is a productivity audit. And what we do is we just go through the process on the phone. We'll go through, you know, just a series of questions and things like that, and we'll find out what those leaks are and how to plug up those leaks so that you can be more productive, because I believe that – I don't believe in time equals money. I believe that productivity equals money, because the more productive you are, the more money you can make. So,
oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. So that is my offer, and you know, people can contact me. I'm not sure if you've already given out that information, but you know, people can contact me. Did I give you all of that, or was that? Is it time for me to do that, or what?
Yes, you can do that now. I put the crushtime.info to book the session, and then website coachdrema.com and Facebook on Dreama Harper. So that is awesome.
Yes, and they can call me. My phone is always near me. So just reach out to me, and we'll do that if they feel overwhelmed or stressed out or anything like that, because they're not getting enough done, you know, in their day and in their business, and they want to create more hours in their day, you know. So
that is amazing.
We'll find that leak.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much for your time. And, oh, my goodness, just this has been amazing. So this has really been something that we really wanted to share and just let everybody know. You guys, there's a lot of people here to help you. You've got to be willing to say, hey, I need help. And that's all it takes most of the time, because most of us have 30-minute sessions that you can chat with us for free. You know, it doesn't cost you anything but time. But you've got to be willing to know that, okay, I need a change in my life. And let me start by doing something different. So I thank you so much, Audrina Harper, for being on the show today on the Love of Hearts Movement radio show. And it has been
thank
a blessing.
You.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You have a blessed day, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.